Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the Houston Astros, George Brunette. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Brunette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias takes first base on ball four. Spangler moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Larker reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. Mahias goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartman. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. Two outs. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a pop-up into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mahias hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aspromonte. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heist hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mejias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field. Heist picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Heist. Koontz goes all the way around to score. Landrum moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Astros. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Campbell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartman hits a ball on the ground into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Campbell moves to third. Hartman moves to second. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spangler bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Lillis moves to second. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heist strikes out. Two outs. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mejias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Lillis moves to third. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Larker hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Calcoons. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gerard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gerard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.